Since 1878, an order of nuns in La Crosse, Wisconsin, have prayed around the clock without pause. The Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration have at least two sisters on duty in rotating shifts to answer the hundreds of prayer requests they receive each week. As Minnesota Public Radio's Rob Schmitz reports, business has picked up recently.
As the chapel bell rings 2:30, Sister Joyce Bantle finishes up her weekly prayer duty with a final prayer for peace.
All praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine.
Sister Joyce says the shift's too short. There are, she says, just too many people who need to be prayed for.
It seems that the half hour is gone before you know it, you know, and you're just asking for the graces for these people to be able to accept the crosses that are laid out for them each day.
Great God, save us from ourselves. Save us from the vengeance in our hearts.
For 125 years, the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration have logged over 2 million consecutive hours of prayer. Over 100 nuns here at the St. Rose Convent pray in 30-minute shifts by day and hour-long shifts at night. They pray for themselves, for the people of La Crosse, and for the rest of the world.
Today, let's see, we got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 requests so far today.
Sister Joyce reads from a list of this week's prayer requests.
For my nephew, who is trying to overcome several substance addictions that are having a negative effect on his life. Loss of job and sense of security.
There were around 200 requests this week. People in need can call, mail, or email a request to the sister's website.
Please pray for me as I await my test results. Please pray for a person who is dying.
This year, prayer requests have been up over 200% from last year, largely due to media publicity from their 125th anniversary of perpetual prayer. But the sisters say there are other reasons for the spike in interest. Health concerns have always been the top prayer request, but this year, according to Sister Helen Copeman, the sisters have noticed more requests reflecting current events.
A job. God help me find a job. That is a real concern now. And it is heartbreaking to read it over and over.
Sister Helen says in the past year, concerns about jobs and relatives who are part of the U.S. military presence in Iraq have been taking up a lot of her prayer time. Sister Melinda Gerke says some of these requests are answered by praying for God to help guide President Bush. Whether it's for the president or for people on a request list, Sister Melinda says prayer for her is an effort to understand others' needs and help communicate them to God.
When I first go in there, I will just read through this and try to connect with the needs of each person that's there. Not judge it, connect it. It's like presenting the Lord with these situations. Now this is yours, Lord.
Sister Melinda says God's answer to a prayer may not be as direct as a cure for a deadly disease or a job for the unemployed. She says the answer may arrive in an unexpected way, maybe at another time. To explain this, Sister Melinda sits down and begins gently strumming the convent's harp. Even after the string is plucked, says Sister Melinda, its vibration, like prayer, carries on.
Can you imagine what this world would be like if there was no one praying for 24 hours a day? If there was no positive influence, either from us or from any other sincere human being? Thank God we have good people.
In recent years, the sisters have invited lay people to help them fulfill their perpetual adoration. After over 100 years of praying, they agreed it was time to get some help. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz, La Crosse, Wisconsin.